Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thanks for checking out the podcast.
Yes, ooh, thank you.
Look at you being all trendy, podcasting. What are you doing? Are you in your car? Are you jogging?
Is this your alone time?
Is this your alone time? Are we lulling you to sleep? God, I hope not. That's a blow to the ego. Anyway, thank you very much for checking it out. We are brought to you by our friends at BetterHelp.com, which you can start for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. It is online therapy.
And we love it.
We love it. So please enjoy the podcast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is pretty exciting news, and I am happy to play this. But this happened last night.
In the last 19 and a half minutes. And with that, the angst, the anger, the disappointment comes to an end. The Sacramento Kings are going to the playoffs.
Yes! How exciting is that? My God. Boy, oh boy.
Feels good.
After 17 years, the Sacramento Kings have made it to the playoffs. And for anybody who's new to Sacramento, because I moved here in 2007, I wasn't here for all the Cowtown stuff. I wasn't here for the glory days of the Kings. So I've only known the Kings, pardon the expression, to be a little bit of a loser team. I mean, it means a lot to people. This is reporter Katie Christensen after the game last night.
I'm having a hard time holding it together because I've been here from the very beginning and I've seen this city that loves their team and this organization that has fought to keep it here and ownership, and they have gone through a lot. They've struggled, and you realize that the players deserve it, the coaching staff deserve it, but man, does this city deserve it? The fans that have shown up, that have followed, that have been there ride or die through the whole thing. I'm so happy for this fan base. You deserve it.
Yeah, she's talking about you. She's not talking about Kevin, but she's talking about
Until literally this year.
And you just said the other day, if the Kings don't go to the playoffs, then you're going back to being a Warriors fan.
Well, yeah. Okay. And they did make the playoffs.
I mean, he's such a proud bandwagoner.
I know. It's crazy. I do have to say something, though. Since I've lived in Sacramento since 2007, I'm in a situation now where I need to say something, and this is a pretty big admission, and I need people's help. I have never been to a Sacramento Kings game.
That is so you never even went to Arco?
I mean, I've been to Arco, but not for a Kings game.
What? Oh, that's sad.
So I feel like this is a good time to start. And I looked last night. Tickets are $500.
Oh, yeah.
And those are cheap seats.
Upper levels.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. Listen, friends.
Oh, boy.
You're my friend. I'm your friend.
Okay.
Somebody should take me. Somebody should take me to a game. Yeah, I mean, there's people out there. I'm not saying you should spend $500 on me, nor do I want to sit in the cheap seats. But there's people out there listening right now that have season tickets. Okay, they've been extended.
Why would they want to go with you?
I'm fun.
Who knows if you're fun at a basketball game? You've never been.
I'm fun. And on top of being fun, I've never been. Don't you want to show somebody the first their first Kings game and have it be a playoff?
Wouldn't it be more fun to go with somebody that has loved the Kings enough to, in almost 20 years of living here, you can't just, I mean, this is its own form of bandwagoning.
No, it's like, not.
You didn't care enough to go ever before.
She's right.
Well, I mean, I wanted to go when it was right, when the timing was right.
Oh.
The timing's
so right
now.
When it was the hype.
Now the timing is right.
You are sounding like
exactly.
me.
Exactly. No, I'm not. I'll
you
never
do.
Sound like you.
You sound like me.
Bitch! No! So listen, here, you can email me.
This is one of the sadder things you've done.
Gavin@endonline.com, or you can DM me on Instagram @GavinWakeUpCall. Don't you want a famous friend?
Ew,
oh
that's
my
so
God,
gross.
You called yourself
that's so
ew.
Disgusting.
And we'll go and you know what? I'll buy the concessions.
Oh, boy.
That's because you don't know how much they are.
They are expensive.
You're gonna be like, we're sharing a small popcorn.
They're less than $500, I'll tell you that.
I'm here to tell you, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve to be there.
You're lashing out.
No, I'm
and
not.
You're saying things you don't mean.
I mean it very wholeheartedly.
You're being cruel.
How long have you lived in Sacramento?
Right.
We'll never know.
I swear to God, if somebody brings you, I'm going to be furious.
I'm going to be even more pissed.
Yeah, Kevin's going to be pissed,
I've been
too.
Following him since the start.
So you know
of
what?
This season.
let's just close on this. Friends, isn't that also another perk? Don't you want to make Katie and Kevin furious? Wouldn't it be funny?
No.
We'll take selfies. We'll post them. We'll tag them in it.
So you think you're an Instagrammable opportunity now?
Oh, great.
I mean, I just want to tag you guys in pictures to make you furious as I go to the Kings playoff game for free.
Here's
with my brand
news.
New best friend.
Here's the good news.
Season ticket holder X.
Not a single text is coming in. Somebody just texted in. Cringe, Gavin. Yes!
Is that one of the players on the Kings?
No.
Oh, my God. The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
Have you ever gone, I don't even need to ask Katie this, but Kevin, have you ever gone to a concert and snuck something in?
Yes.
Okay, what'd you sneak in? Will you tell us?
Alcohol.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
How'd you do it?
In a sunblock container.
Oh, smart.
So they make these things where it looks like a sunblock, but you put it in... And put alcohol in it.
Oh, it was never sunblock.
No, it was never okay. sunblock.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a flask that looks like suntan
yeah.
lotion?
Yeah.
Wow. What about you? What about you? How have you snuck?
How have I not?
How? Yeah.
I mean, just false bottom your purse.
What's that?
You say that like we're all criminals. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. My allergies, guys. God, I have to explain everything. Okay, you take your purse, you take everything out of it,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
And then the inside of it has cloth.
Okay.
Okay? You find the seam. You...
This is a lot.
This sounds like a lot of work.
You cut the seam, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then you put booze bottles in there, and it's...
Little ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can do whatever size you want. Depends on the size of your bag. And then you shove the material back in there, put your wallet, all that stuff. Looks just like a normal bag.
Really?
Even if they took your stuff out, they'd never see it.
But they can't jiggle it and feel a bottle in there or something?
I guess they could, but...
Well, I'm bringing this up because a woman in Australia might have taken sneaking stuff in to a concert to the next level. She snuck in an entire bottle of wine inside of a hollowed out loaf of bread.
And she snuck it into what?
A concert. She found a loophole.
Okay.
And the loophole said no outside alcohol of any kind coming into this concert.
But BYOB, bring your own bread.
But if you want to bring your own food, you can bring your own food. I think most people thought that would be like a granola bar or like, I don't know.
Maybe some string cheese.
Easily transportable little sneaky snacks. Not an entire loaf of sourdough bread. And this is the part that's even the more shocking. It worked. It worked. The reason we know about it is because it went viral, and there's a picture. Can you guys see this? There's a picture of her pouring wine out of the bread into a cup.
No.
Look at it. It looks like the bread is bleeding.
That's impressive.
That's impressive. That is impressive. I mean, I don't know. We got to kick it up a notch. You know, you're talking about false bottoming, which it does sound like a gay term, but like, that's impressive. False bottoming is impressive.
Thank you.
But there's got to be something, though, that the rest of us that aren't seamstresses can do to match the ingenuity of hollowed out bread.
Okay, so what are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm not good at this. I have anxiety.
If I try
to sneak something in or sneak something out of a place, I start sweating. I'm not good at it. You know, I've been caught too many times. I've got a guilty face.
You have to walk in like you're supposed to be there, you know?
Right. I mean, that's always true. Yeah. Okay. What if we get a medical bracelet?
Okay.
And you sneak it in, you sneak wine in an IV bag in there. And you're just like, no, I need this. This is my blood transfusion. Excuse me. I'm not going to see the Dave Matthews Band while getting a blood transfusion. Get your hand off me. I'm sick.
Okay. You can do that. What if you could also hollow out a head of lettuce?
That's intense. I mean, are you thinking of things that we can put bottles into? Do they frisk you when you go to a concert, Kevin?
No. You just go through a metal detector, and that's about it.
So find a bottle made of plastic,
right? But they look through your bag and stuff.
Do they look through your pockets?
No.
Well, then why can't we just put stuff in our pockets?
How do you fit a whole bottle of wine? Women don't have pockets.
That's true. You guys can't be trusted with it. But I mean, as far as like maybe not wine, but if you want to find like a little hobo plastic bottle of vodka, you could probably do that.
As fun as the bread was, unnecessary.
The bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, this wasn't Australia, so we don't know. We don't know the laws and the rules of Australia. But I mean, it looks like somebody stabbed this bread to death.
And, so it was red wine.
Oh, yeah. The reddest I've ever seen.
I bet that bread was good after.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was so good.
Yeah.
Guys, we should just start dipping bread into wine. No, churches have been doing that for centuries. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie from The Wake Up Call. And I mean, we owe BetterHelp.com quite a lot because they make us better people.
Well, they do. And there are so many things that you can focus on with BetterHelp, whether it be you want to have healthier relationships with the people you're dating. Maybe you want to have more positive self-talk.
Yeah.
You can find all of that at BetterHelp.com.
It's online therapy you can do from the comfort of wherever makes you comfortable. You can even text message with a therapist if that is more of your cup of tea. Plus, you fill out an application before you even begin, so you don't need to do that therapist shopping that everybody hates, where you have to go around and have the same session with several people trying to find a fit. Try it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's the Wake Up Call. And when we light the beam, we're talking about Jim Beam. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? That is how we say let's get drunk way before the king started doing it. And we are going to be playing an all King's edition today because the Kings did the unthinkable last night. Good morning, Sean.
Hi there.
Sean, you are caller 17, so congratulations. Jackpot's up to $140. Katie's going to leave the studio. I'm going to ask you five questions that are all themed to the Sacramento Kings, but the question is not actually a sports question, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First question. Sacramento Kings have made it to the playoffs for the first time in 17 years, and they did it last night in Portland. They're called the Trailblazers because that's where the Lewis and Clark exploration ended. What was the name of the Native American guide that was with them? Three seconds.
Totally wrong, but I'm just going to say Sacagawea for fun.
All righty. Question two. The Golden One center beam was introduced to Sacramento on 916 Day, and it's made from the brightest full-color laser equipment in the world. No one knows exactly how high the beam actually shines, but some experts have guessed that it's probably around 300 feet. What word is used to measure the power of light? And here's a hint. It's also the name of a major road in the Sacramento area.
What?
Question three, speaking of the beam, it's usually lit after a Kings win by one of the players, but there have been some celebrities that have lit it as well. One of the most notable was 50 Cent, who lit the beam after they beat the Pacers earlier this season, which is not the name of a 50 Cent album. Animal Ambition, Forever King, or Naked and Afraid?
I'll go with the first one.
Okay. Question four. Most Kings fans know that the Kings franchise started in Rochester in 1923, but the name of that team was the Seagrams. Seagrams is also the name of the number one gin company in America. True or false, the Rochester Seagrams were called that because that's where Seagram's gin is made.
False.
Question five. The score last night that put the Kings in the playoffs was 120-80. What is the total of that score plus the total from their last game, which was 119-115 against the Timberwolves?
What was that? Second score, 119 to 115?
That's correct.
Yes, 434 points.
All righty, Kevin, go get Katie. We are live on Instagram on at Radio Wake Up Call, which is our brand new behind the scenes account. Sean, do you follow it?
I have not because I don't have an Instagram.
You don't have an Instagram.
What a loser.
All right, boomer. All right, Sean, I'm going to put you on hold. Hold, so you know, by the way, Sean, is when I don't hang up on you, but we can't hear you anymore.
It's okay, Pop.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and if you've been suffering with infertility issues, that's something that weighs on you all the time. Every time you see someone announce their pregnancy on Instagram, you think, why isn't it my turn? Every time someone asks you, so when are you guys going to start a family? You want to scream, we've been trying. It's heartbreaking. And I know because I had my own infertility issues when we were trying to get pregnant again, which is why we turned to California IVF. They were able to identify my fertility issue, correct it, and now we have the most incredible little Morgan. For more information and to start your IVF journey, go to CaliforniaIVF.com.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
We have long days. You know, I know that some people in this building think, oh, that Wake Up Call. Here they are leaving at 11 a.m. Must be nice. But our day starts earlier than most people's. That being said, Kevin's going to have the longest day I've ever heard in my entire life. And I don't think you're coming to the show tomorrow. I just got to be honest.
I don't know why you didn't take tomorrow off.
Yeah, I can make it.
Kevin got invited to a wedding, which we're going to get into. And it's in Carmel. And he's driving down to Carmel today, going to the wedding, and then driving back from Carmel, and then plans on being on the show tomorrow. Now, he says Carmel's 3 hours away. I feel like it's a little bit longer than that with traffic. But
it's pretty close to 3 hours.
With traffic, too?
I don't know how much traffic he's going to hit.
Tons.
Really?
From here to
in the middle of the day?
I've never been.
Why would he hit traffic in the middle of the day?
I feel like there's always traffic. Let's talk about the wedding more than speculating on whether or not you're going to make it to the show tomorrow. You're going to the wedding of somebody who works here.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked with him for longer than you.
He's our favorite engineer.
He is just a gem of a human being.
Katie and I weren't invited.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we demand to know why.
And we believe you have the answers.
Well, maybe I'm more of a friend than you guys are.
False.
If anything, you're more of a problem for him.
What?
You do lose your fob a lot.
Right. Well, that's part of his job, to keep my fob ready.
That's not part of his job.
His job was to give you a fob one time.
Maybe I have interactions with him and his soon-to-be wife more than you guys.
When was the last time you talked to her?
When she was figuring out how to spell my name for the seat table.
Do you hear yourself?
What?
We think that perhaps you pushed yourself into this wedding.
How dare you?
No, how dare you?
No, I would never push myself on a wedding knowing how much it costs per person to be there.
You wouldn't?
No.
Since when?
Since you guys told me how much it would be.
I think we were telling you that for this wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got invited.
I agree with Katie. I don't think you did get invited.
Yes, I did. I have the wedding invitation and everything, the address. Oh, I even have the itinerary.
I believe you were sent those things, but I think that you insisted on going.
I begged?
No, I would say that the phrase, you're getting married, when are you getting married? If I don't go, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, that absolutely happened.
Okay, well, that may have happened, but...
What did you get him?
Oh, good question.
I went on their registry.
Okay, and just making sure you know.
There's a lot of Kate Spade stuff. I'm guessing that's Jamie's favorite, his soon-to-be wife.
Yes.
So I got them like a Kate Spade frame thingy.
Okay.
That was like $50.
I'm just relieved that you know to bring a gift.
Right, and then I also added to their vacation fund. Because I don't think one gift was enough.
Okay,
wow,
how much?
Kevin.
Huh?
How much did you add to the vacation fund?
Okay, why? That's fine.
Is it low?
No.
Well, then tell us.
$100 per person.
Well, you gave them $250?
I wouldn't say $250. I would say I gave them $200 for their trip and then a wedding gift.
You gave them $250.
Kevin,
that's so nice. No, it's separate.
I have never paid $250 for a wedding gift, even to my own brother.
But this is for their honeymoon.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Kevin, I think that's so nice.
But the boy doesn't have that kind of money.
Yeah, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
He's so generous. He doesn't have money because he gives and gives.
And they're in love.
I want to get Jonathan on the phone.
You can't. It's his wedding day. He's not taking any calls.
We are not calling someone on their wedding day, Gavin.
And it's a surprise. They probably didn't check their registry yet, so don't ruin the surprise.
All right. Well, then here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
When they get back.
After the honeymoon. Yes.
After the honeymoon.
Is that right after the wedding?
It's for some people, yes.
You tell us $200.
Yeah, you tell us, best friend.
I don't know how many people donated. Do they have enough to go to... Greece?
Where is that? Where they're going?
Yeah.
Wow.
It had a picture of Greece.
I would imagine that trip is already booked.
Then what's my $200 for?
Probably
alcohol?
So they can drink and have food and shop.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. We're going to have Jonathan on the show.
Okay.
When they get back from allegedly Greece. Okay. And we are going to ask him. I don't even think I want Kevin in the room when we do this.
Excuse
I don't either. And I
me?
Do. And you better not text him first.
You better not.
Why?
Because
it's cheating, Kevin.
Yeah.
Because you're swaying the jury.
All right.
Fine. Smart. I can't wait to see your guys' faces when he says, oh, Kevin's one of my closest friends. That's why
that
I invited him.
That is absolutely not true.
I love him more than Gavin and Katie.
What's their dog's name?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know their dog's name.
What is it? What kind of dog is it?
It's like a droopy furry dog.
It's a shih tzu.
Yeah.
What town do they live in?
Don't worry about it. I don't want to give their personal information out on air.
You know nothing about this company.
I know so much.
You do.
Absolutely forced your way in.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
He goes all over the internet, mostly to clean out your cookies. Kevin is back. with three facts that you can take throughout your day to make you seem more interesting. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know mixing alcohol with diet soda instead of regular soda gets you drunk faster? Sugar slows down the absorption of alcohol into the bloodstream.
So all the time we were doing rum and diets,
we were getting turnt faster.
That tracks.
It does kind of track. Yeah.
I always felt like I got real. Like, remember when like rum and Diet Coke was a big
huge
push?
Yep.
It was a big push. It was like the beginning of the Atkins era.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember getting like way more tipsy and way more hungover.
I always thought it was because we weren't eating carbs. And I also thought it was because it was when we first started drinking. And we weren't good at drinking. And on top of that, we didn't have any carbs in our system. So
maybe
I thought
it's a little bit of all of that.
Maybe it is. And then on top of that, too, sugar was getting in the way of us getting messed up. Well, wow, Kevin.
Kevin, have you ever had a rum and Diet Coke?
Not a Diet Coke. I don't like the aftertaste of diet. So I just think consume more alcohol than.
So can we extend this to Coke Zero?
Ew.
I mean,
Coke Zero, zero calories, zero sugar.
Isn't that what your wife drinks?
Then might as well just drink the alcohol straight then.
No, because you want the taste of Coke. You want some soda in there.
I don't think Coke Zero tastes like regular Coke or diet.
It doesn't. And don't let people tell you it does.
I think it does. No. I think it tastes pretty close. Mm-hmm. It tastes a lot closer than diet.
I like that diet doesn't taste like Coke.
Diet's great. Diet Coke is great out of a fountain. It's terrible out of a can.
That's not true.
Diet Coke out of a can, it tastes like a machine's peeing on me. Like
Oh my God.
It's just a disgusting metallic taste. But Coke Zero out of a can. Listen, we'll let this for the people to decide. Text in to 916-909-1065. Diet Coke or Coke Zero? This is your show, your voice. Okay, Kevin, what's next on Did You Know?
Did you know butterflies drink blood if given the chance?
Shut up.
Yeah.
What?
What?
They're savages.
Oh, my God.
What
Why?
Do you mean if given the chance?
If there are no flowers to pollinate, they need to do something in their bloodstream.
Right. Boy. They can't just hang out. They always got to be sipping something.
Yeah. This is exactly why we need to make sure we take care of this planet, or butterflies will turn on us.
Right.
Get Greta on the phone, because we need to tell her right now about butterflies. Vampire flies. I'm working on it. Okay. I just found out about
You're right. Hold and on. You're shook.
But it needs a punny name for sure.
Well, sure.
So why? Why? What is it about blood that they'll... Are we that close to pollen?
Well, no.
The
reason they pollinate is to get the substances in pollen, and then science has proven we have some of that in our bloodstream.
Okay.
It has.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's bees that do the pollen.
No, butterflies do, too.
Butterflies do it, too.
They've got a long proboscis tongue that they stick in
there. Someone's not an insect person.
Oh, well, excuse me.
What a strange flex, Kevin. Okay, so science has proven that we have what? Pollen in our blood?
Maybe that, or CO2.
Carbon dioxide?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Is that in our blood?
I guess, yeah.
He was a biology major from Sacramento State.
Yeah.
Not was, I am.
Okay. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Give us one more fact. By the way, text messages coming in to 909-1065. What's better, Diet Coke or Coke Zero? We're going to tell you what the poll says at the end of this. One person texted in Diet Dr. Pepper. Go away. Oh, somebody said butterflies.
Oh, thank God you're
here. Thank God you're here.
The fact that you couldn't get there yourself.
Not that fast. I know. I'm losing.
You're off today.
Kevin, give us one more fact.
Did you know women's testosterone levels rise when they are in positions of power, even when they are just acting or pretending to have power?
What?
Pretending to have power? Like when you played secretary when you were a little kid?
Something of more power.
And you were just like this on your mom's computer? Well, yes, please come in. I am available to have a meeting.
And when you were doing that, your testosterone, you wanted punch somebody so badly. Does this make any sense with why sometimes lady bosses, and I don't like using that term, but lady bosses sometimes get a reputation, though, for being like hard asses?
No. For that is because in business, generally, women can be two things. You can be a mouse or a lion.
Oh. You forgot one more thing, and that's a butterfly. Hey, it's Gavin and Katie from The Wake Up Call again. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed making it for you.
We laughed.
We loved.
We absolutely cried.
And we cried. Yeah. Yes, we did. And just one more time, just wanted to tell you that we are brought to you by BetterHelp.com. You can try it for BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.